You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White examines the facts and mysteries around the Lost Library of Alexandria, Egypt.
Among scholars and book lovers and purveyors of mystery, there is nothing quite as legendary as the Lost Library of Alexandria, Egypt. This once landmark of the ancient world disappeared from history in a swirl of confusing and competing explanations. Adding to the intrigue of what must have been a truly remarkable place, intended to house the collected literary works known to the entirety of humankind. The works of the great minds, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, Homer, among countless others, are believed to have been held there. The great library is most commonly believed to have been destroyed in a fire nearly 2 millennia ago, but its loss to history is as obscure as its beginnings. It is no surprise that the great city of Alexandria, considered a center of advancement, culture, and learning, would have been home to such a remarkable place. This seaport city on the Mediterranean, named for Alexander the Great, was renowned for its marvels, including one of the 7 lost wonders of the ancient world, the Pharos Lighthouse. After Alexander's death in 323 BC, Egypt came under the control of a new reigning dynasty, named for Alexander's general Ptolemy. Alexandria became not only the capital of Egypt, but the intellectual capital of the entire known world. It is believed that at the beginning of the 3rd century BC, Demetrius of Phalerum, a noted scholar of the Greek world, petitioned Ptolemy I for the establishment of a library center in Alexandria, with what was originally a complex of buildings to preserve learning and culture. The first of these might have been the Temple of the Muses, modeled on the Lyceum of Athens, which had been the school established by Aristotle. Besides being a cult center with a temple built to each of the 9 muses, this complex also seems to have had lecture halls, gardens, living areas, and much more, making it sound very much like an ancient university. A few years later, Ptolemy III is said to have established the library complex, either adjacent to the Temple of the Muses or located within it. Scholars are not sure. And this became the heart of the largest depository of knowledge in the world. It thrived under the Ptolemy dynasty, with a legend that comes down to us yet today about how the library acquired its vast holdings. It is said that ships docking at the ancient port, along with traders, diplomats, and other noted travelers, were required to surrender any manuscripts on board, until such time as they could be copied by scribes working for the library. And only then would the manuscripts be returned, but in copy form. You see, the originals were kept in Alexandria. The famed Library of Alexandria grew and grew in status and now in legend. What became of the library is its greatest mystery, with the legend coming down through the ages that it was destroyed by a great fire. The most likely culprit, although not because of an intentional act, has always been Julius Caesar, thanks to accounts left by early Roman scholars like Livy and Seneca. However, there is a competing account of an ancient scholar named Strabo in Alexandria 20 years after Caesar, who describes what seems to be the famous library as still existing. Was it still existing when Emperor Theodosius I decreed Christianity throughout the empire and razed pagan structures to the ground at the end of the 4th century? Or was it destroyed by a later Arab conquest of the city in the 7th century? These unanswered questions upon the blank pages of history naturally lead us to write our own ending. Today, to refer to the loss of the Great Library of Alexandria is so legendary that it is its own metaphor for the loss of culture, or to refer to the dimming of a great light of learning.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.